Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 11th installment on Kiddush. We discussed last week the idea that for Shabbos day, Kiddush, if a person didn't have wine or grape juice, they would use Chamar Medina, a prominent drink in the area, as a substitute. We mentioned the fact that something like schnapps would be reasonably classified as Chamar Medina. Now, taking that halacha at its basic context, that would mean the only time a person could make Kiddush on schnapps before lunch on Shabbos or Shabbos after the Hashkama Minyan would be if there was no wine or grape juice present. And it's a common practice in Klal Yisrael Shabbos day for people to be making Kiddush on schnapps when there's plenty of wine and grape juice around. What's the story with that? So a number of poskim discuss this, and they basically combine a few points. One is the whole concept of Kiddush on Shabbos day is of rabbinic nature in the first place. I want to be very clear. Kiddush over a beverage is always of rabbinic nature. But the Kiddush we make Friday night, the first Kiddush, the concept of Kiddush on Shabbos is a Torah concept, and doing it over a cup of wine is rabbinic. Whereas Kiddush on Shabbos day, the whole concept of even making Kiddush on Shabbos day is rabbinic. So being that by nature it's rabbinic, we're a little more lenient in the first place. And combining that with the fact that you'll have many individuals that actually appreciate schnapps more than they do wine or grape juice, many contexts in which these poskim are quoted also talk about how expensive wine or grape juice was at the time compared to schnapps. I don't think that's as much of an issue now for us. The bottom line is those three factors, and even if not those three factors, including expense, just those two factors, that it's rabbinic in nature, so we're a little more lenient anyway, and the fact that a person might very much prefer schnapps to wine, those factors combined, there are many authorities that say it's reasonable to make Kiddush on schnapps for Shabbos day. That certainly would not include making Kiddush on schnapps Friday night. If you remember from last week, Friday night, if you didn't have wine or grape juice, schnapps is not even the standard alternative. Bread is, and additionally, the Kiddush Friday night is of a Torah nature. So the other question that comes up in the context of making Kiddush on schnapps, assuming that a person prefers schnapps to wine, it has to do with shiurim. It has to do with the amount one has in the cup and the amount one is drinking. We mentioned last week that the measure of wine one should have in the cup is a revius, which is, let's say, anywhere from 2.9 to almost 4 fluid ounces. Your average shot glass of whiskey does not have that amount of beverage in it. So fine, you can make Kiddush on schnapps, but you don't have the requisite shear. You don't have the necessary amount of liquid. So what are we talking about here? That also is a topic of much discussion in the poskim. And the basic argument is the reason why we say a revius is the amount that one should make Kiddush on is because that's considered the default measure of prominence for liquids. If you came across a certain liquid that was considered a significant measure of the liquid, even less than revius. So for example, the whole concept of a shot glass is when people drink such beverages that the contents of the shot glass is considered a normal measure. So in the context of that beverage, a shot glass is a normal amount. So there are many that argue that in the context of schnapps, once you've decided you can make Kiddush on schnapps Shabbos day, which is topic number one, then you can be lenient regarding the measure also because you're drinking the measure that's normal to drink of schnapps. There are those that are strict, and you will every now and then meet a person who makes Kiddush on schnapps of a Kiddush cup of schnapps. Hopefully they're not driving home afterwards, but at least in Orthodox halacha, we would say that's a problem anyway on Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.